Welcome back to the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson here answering your offseason questions. We got our first one this week from Jordan Rinaldi, who says, is primary focus bolstering the offensive line or keeping the D-line intact? Gilliman likes hog mollies, and the trenches are important. Yes, the trenches are definitely important. You're spot on. Dave Gettleman likes hog mollies. And yes, I think the offensive and defensive lines are two big priorities for the Panthers this offseason. On the offensive side of the ball, you look at what happened last year, of course, the injury to Michael Orr, and now in the offseason with Mike Remmers becoming a free agent, there's obviously could be some moving parts up front. And Ron Rivera has talked about the fact that he wants to improve the depth of that offensive line. We saw the toll that injuries took to that group. Of course, that was kind of one of those position catastrophes, if you will. But still, I think Ron sees that that unit's depth can be improved. I'd expect to see that take shape throughout the offseason, free agency, maybe in the draft. Then you look at the defensive line, again, the way the free agent market shakes out could shape things on that side of the ball for Carolina. You look at Mario Addison, Kaywon Short, Charles Johnson, all guys who are set to hit free agency. Of course, some things could happen before they do hit the market. But again, the point still remains there could be some changes up front. And again, I think that's another area where Carolina wants to infuse some young talent. And maybe you could do see that in free agency or the draft. So yes, both offensive, defensive line in the trenches, always a priority for Carolina, especially this offseason. Got our next question from Roderick Freeman, who asks, why would the Panthers consider anyone other than Fournette at number 8? Well, first of all, you're not sure if Leonard Fournette's even going to be there for you to draft at number 8. Sure, that's a nice scenario that people have kind of speculated so far. The heavy early favorite in mock drafts is Leonard Fournette to Carolina at number 8, but he's a really good player, and a team might be tempted to take him earlier than number 8. And if that's the case, well, you can't have all your eggs in that basket. So Carolina, of course, is going to cast a wide net and kind of really survey the prospects that are worthy of that top 10 range. And there are a number of intriguing names. As we talked about, some of the defensive linemen, Solomon Thomas, defensive end out of Stanford, perhaps is an intriguing guy at that spot. We've seen him mock to Carolina a few times already. Maybe it's a safety, Jamal Adams out of LSU was another one featured in our mock draft report, a guy who got a lot of people consider to be a top 5 talent. Offensive side of ball, maybe it's not even Leonard Fournette who's the only running back you're looking at. Dalvin Cook is another guy that people are very excited about, his kind of game-changing ability out of the backfield. So a lot of names still to survey and evaluate at this part of the offseason. As we get closer to the draft, you know, the Panthers are going to get a clearer picture of who they want to take. But yes, cannot put all your eggs in one basket, especially at this point. And we'll continue to see how these prospects progress throughout the combine and their workouts. We've got our last question from Jay Wiley 5, who says, with a need at running back slash wide receiver and the Panthers hiring Stanford's former running backs coach, does this raise the interest in drafting Christian McCaffrey? I don't think the hiring of Lance Taylor raises the interest in drafting Christian McCaffrey, but of course you've got a guy who has some intimate knowledge of McCaffrey after coaching him for 3 years at Stanford. And look, with or without Lance Taylor on this staff, you're going to assess Christian McCaffrey like you would any other prospect, and I think the Panthers are going to see some things they really like. Obviously, he's a very explosive player, extremely productive college career, another running back in this talented running back class. That will give the Panthers something to think about. Lance Taylor can give you just a little bit more information. Maybe that will give the Panthers a clearer picture of that prospect. Thanks for the questions this week, everybody. Do it again next time right here on Panthers.com.